You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's Alex Stone and Andrew Mount with you on the latest edition, looking ahead to Thursday's racing. Andrew Mount, how are you?
Hello, I'm pretty good, thank you, Alex. Not at all bad.
See, I heard out in the office that you were a little bit hungover today. Is that true?
No, I think Craig might be.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, he's not used to it.
No, he's not made of strong stuff, Mr. Forsyth.
It looks like it, but...
Yeah,
it's like one of these nightclub bouncers that, when it comes to a fight,
yeah,
the first one to fall over. Obviously, don't tell him I said that.
No.
He doesn't listen to this, does he?
Sometimes he does.
Ah, dear.
Sometimes he does. You were on air with him yesterday. Yesterday being Tuesday, of course, we recorded this prior to Wednesday's racing, and you were on air with him again today. And I believe he said that you led him astray.
No, he's just making excuses.
Is he? Okay, fine. What time did you get in?
It was one of the traders who led us astray.
Oh, is that? Well, that's okay then. The ruddy traders out there having a good time. As for Thursday's racing, Chepstow, Hamilton, Leicester, Doncaster, Epsom, Killarney and Leopardstown through the course of the day. There's loads.
There's a lot of it. It's not exactly high on quality compared to last Thursday when we had the first day of Newmarket's July meeting. But there's some interesting little races dotted about.
Okay. We're going to look at two very different races.
Very much so.
We'll start at Hamilton. The 2 o'clock is the opening race on the Hamilton card. Novice stakes over 5 furlongs. There's just the 5 of them set to run here. Space Traveller likely to be a warm order at the head of affairs for Richard Fahey and Danny Tudhope. Won on debut at Doncaster. Did hang left on that occasion. And drops markedly down in trip here, which is, on the one hand, intriguing. On one hand, you'd go and say, well, Hamilton... uphill. That's sort of like 6 furlongs at Donny anyway, but it's 6.5 at Doncaster.
That's right. It is quite a strange move, and Space Traveller is one I want to take on here. Much as that was a nice debut performance, he is drawn near the standside rail as well, which might help. But if he's ridden patiently as he was last time out, then he could be playing catch up. And I'm hoping that number 2, a Ralston Scar for Kevin Ryan, is going to build on that nice debut effort at Beverley when runner-up to Thriving. Thriving was an odds-on shot, trained by Roger Varian. And Ralston Scar was only a length and a quarter behind that one. Raced towards the outside of the field as well, which didn't help. But the reason Ralston Scar comes to my attention is because he's a son of Lope de Vega and trained by Kevin Ryan. Now, Kevin Ryan seems to be a big fan of this sire. He's only had 5 other Lope de Vegas during his training career. Mm-hmm. He's got one called Aluthea. He's won twice with that one from 5 starts. Flaming Spear. He won 4 times from 13 with that particular one. That's now with Dean Ivory.
Yeah.
And ran a really eye-catching race on unsuitably quick ground at Royal Ascot and will be one to side with in the international stakes later this month. Mount Tahan, he won with 6 times from 33 starts. Weekend Defender, he got 4 wins out of another Lope de Vega. So basically, every time Kevin Ryan gets hold of a Lope de Vega, he manages to win with it on multiple occasions. And Ralston Scar is his latest one. So I was very interested in this one's debut. So he ran a lovely race behind an odds-on favourite and no doubt in need of the run. Drifted from 9-2 out to 6-1 on course that day. So I think this is a horse to keep on side for the foreseeable future. And looking at Flaming Spear, he... was profitable to back to the tune of £25.10 to a £1 level stake. Mount Tahan's been profitable to back in his career as well, so I'm hopeful that we'll get a few wins out of Ralston Scar over the years. Hopefully we can start with the 2 o'clock at Hamilton on Thursday.
Yeah, could well be a long-term project, but in terms of that 2 o'clock race, it does look to be a two-horse race as well, really, doesn't it? So,
yep.
Hopefully...
hopefully he'll be second favourite and can get off the mark tomorrow.
Yeah. And also worth noting, Rulston Scar on that debut run did finish just ahead of a Richard Fahey runner, King of Tonga. So perhaps the Fahey team will know what they're up against here. Who knows? But Rulston Scar, the selection in the 2 o'clock at Hamilton. We then take the journey down to Epsom for the 7:05. Which is race 3 on their card. It's a handicap over 7 furlongs. Just the 6 of them set to run here, but this is an intriguing little contest, and you couldn't really rule any of them out with any confidence.
Yeah, this is absolutely fascinating because you've got a whole load of pace in the race as well. Highland Acclaim loves it here, but his Epsom wins, including last time out, have come over 6 furlongs. So when he did run over this 7 furlong trip here at Epsom the time before, he could only finish a 5-length third, you know, albeit after making the running at a decent pace, and he was a 14-to-1 shot. But I just worry about the return to this longer trip for him under a penalty, top weight, and there are plenty of other pace options in this race. Handy Talk for the Millman Yard is another fascinating one. He's yet to win here, but his three runs at Epsom have resulted in 3 second places, including a narrow second in this race last year. But again, you look at his running style last time out, press leaders, and you know he generally makes the running. So, I mean, Handy Talk could go well if he doesn't press the pace. But again, you look at the rest of them, Shalalala Lee made the running last time out. Big Storm Coming for the Quinyard. That one was second by a neck at Doncaster last time, again after making the running. Colonel Frank for Mick Quinn and Franny Norton, another one who tends to race up with the pace. Mm. So I'm looking at the bottom weight here. One of the 2 3-year-olds in the race, Windsor Cross for Richard Fahey. Now, Fahey does well with his Epsom handicappers, particularly once you get into July-August time. He tends to struggle with them at the big meetings in June. But if you only backed Richard Fahey Epsom handicappers from July onwards, you would make a very good profit. Now, Windsor Cross disappointed last time out at Carlisle. That was over a mile when failing to settle, took keen hold early, according to the Racing Post, and was also up with the pace. And I don't think that's suited. So I think returning to 7 furlongs under what will hopefully be a more patient ride. If we look at it, the last time he ran at this trip, he was 4th of 7 at 25-1 at Haydock. Now, that was a race where it paid to be up with the pace. Humble Gratitude made all. Runner-up Captain Jameson, chase leaders. Now, Windsor Cross, in finishing 4th, was 2nd best of those who had ridden patiently. Finished a place ahead of Viscount Loftus, who came out and was first past the post at Chester next time, and was 2 places in front of Black Heath, who was a winner at Salisbury the other day. So, 2 other horses in that race who were ridden patiently have come out and won since. One in inverted commas in the case of Viscount Loftus. But I think that Windsor Cross, you can forgive him that last time out Carlisle effort. Back at 7, he should get the strong pace that's going to suit. He can sit just behind them. And at the last Epsom meeting, the majority of the winners were held up and came late and wide down the middle of the track. It was hard to make the running there. So I think everything's going to drop right for Windsor Cross, hopefully.
Okay. Richard Fahey teaming up with Jack Garrity. And also, I know it is a handicap, but he's receiving loads of weight from everything in the race, being a 3-year-old as well. So
that's right, getting the weight for age.
Yeah. But everything else is carrying at least £7 more, less a couple of jockeys' claims. But
that's right. Yeah, I mean, his handicap mark is 78. The same as Big Storm Coming.
Yeah,
but he gets £7 from the 8-year-old.
Not bad. Wins across the selection, then hopefully at a pretty tasty price in that Epsom 7:05. So it's wins across in the 7:05 at Epsom. In the 2 o'clock at Hamilton, it's Rulston Scar, one to keep on the right side of for, well, until the end of time, really. Until Kevin Ryan gives up. 2 to focus on, though, on Thursday. So best of luck, listeners, if you are following Mr. Mountain with those. And good luck with whatever it is that you fancy on Thursday. Make sure you join us next time on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.